Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters. We are up to the final verse in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Surah al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa la-dhallin. This is a very important verse because it is explaining what is a Sirat al-Mustaqim. After he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that guidance, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide me, O Allah, to the one straight path, the one right path. And we mentioned some of the reasons that are preventions and some of the reasons that are obstacles for a person to receive that guidance. After we've removed them from our lives, now we want to follow the straight path. What is that path? O Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal makes it clear. And this is something which you'll find consistently done in Islam. Islam does not just tell you, be a good person. It tells you how to be a good person. It doesn't just say, eat halal food. It tells you what a halal food is. It doesn't say, stay away from bad friends. It tells you what are the traits of people that are bad, etc. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal explains what As-Sirat al-Mustaqim is. What is the straight path? Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path, O Allah, of those that you have guided, those who you have blessed, those who you are pleased with. Did Allah Azza wa Jal leave it like that only? No. He continued, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Not the path of those who have earned your anger or those who have gone astray. Now, if we look at those who have earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions also in the Quran, من الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. From those who Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed, from the prophets, النبيين والصديقين, and those who are truthful, والشهداء, and those who are martyrs, والصالحين, and those who are righteous. Now if we look at these four categories of people, these are the ones who Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed, and these are the ones who we as Muslims are asking to be guided in their footsteps to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at each category nice and briefly. Number one, an-nabiyyin. You are asking Allah to make you like the prophets, to follow in their footsteps. And this is a very important lesson. Why? Because the reason the prophets and the messengers were sent was for us to follow them. Unfortunately, many people, they make excuses for not being able to be religious because they're not prophets, because they weren't chosen by Allah, because the prophets are of a special status and they can never reach that. And this is incorrect. Allah Azza wa Jal sent these prophets in order for you to follow them. Allah Azza wa Jal made the prophets men. Why? So that we can follow them and we can't make excuses. If Allah Azza wa Jal had sent angels, it would have been a very easy excuse for human beings to say, we apologize, we can't be like the angels. The angels don't eat, the angels don't drink, the angels don't sleep, the angels don't get tired, the angels don't have desires, the angels don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we follow these angels? So Allah Azza wa Jal, from His wisdom, He made the prophets and messengers men because they do fall into all of these things. They do get tired, they do sleep, they do have relations, they do business, they are human beings, they have weaknesses, they have deficiencies, etc. So there is no excuse for a person to say, I'm not going to follow them. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us many times in the Quran that in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great path for us. It is a great model for us. It is a path that is incumbent upon us to follow. Allah tells us many, many parts of the Quran that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, you take, you follow, you implement. Allah tells us in the Quran that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam does not speak from his own self. What he says is revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is incumbent upon the believer for him to say, I believe in Allah and so I obey Allah. And how do I obey Allah? Through the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And any other way is not accepted to Allah. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked the shahada, linked the testimony of faith with the prophethood. Where he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. A person cannot become a Muslim unless he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. I bear witness and testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. If a person says that he believes in Allah but doesn't follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cannot be a Muslim. Even if he followed every single prophet up until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but refused to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cannot be a Muslim. And so this prophet that was sent to you to show you how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no excuse not to follow him. And if you truly love Allah, then you need to follow him. And that is the only way accepted to Allah. As Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then and only then will Allah love you. So it is important that we learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we follow in his footsteps in every aspect in our lives. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.